Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Tatiana Romero, and today I'm talking with Cecile Richards. She narrated the story of Samantha Power. Go give it a listen if you haven't already. Cecile, can you introduce yourself?
My name's Cecile Richards, and I grew up in Texas. I've been an organizer for women's rights and social justice my entire life.
Do you remember what got you started? What made you want to fight for women's rights?
I first got interested in women's rights when I was in seventh grade, growing up in Texas. I wanted to play basketball. I was really tall, and there really weren't many other sports for girls, but they wouldn't even let us run all the way down the court in those days. I guess they thought girls didn't have the strength to do that. So it was pretty frustrating, and it was a beginning understanding for me that for girls, if you wanted to have equal access to sports or other things, you kind of had to fight for it. Later on, my mom, who'd been a housewife her whole life, decided to run for office. And of course, I saw her run for governor of Texas, and she won despite the fact that all the odds were stacked against her. And it was another lesson to me of how important it was for women to support each other and to help make government and everything else about our life more equal.
Your mom sounds awesome. Were there other women who inspired you when you were young?
Growing up in Texas, women didn't have a lot of options. But there was a woman from Houston, her name was Barbara Jordan, and she was elected the first Black woman from the South to go to the United States Congress. She played a huge role in my life, in my upbringing, and really showed what women could do. And of course now, there are so many women who followed in the steps of Barbara Jordan, but she's the kind of woman I always looked up to.
Looking back at your childhood, is there a piece of advice you would give yourself?
It's so important when you're young and you see things that aren't fair to speak up about them. I think too many times, especially as girls, we wait until it seems comfortable or everybody else is doing it. Really what I've found all my life is what most other women and girls are looking for is someone to just start the ball rolling. That's what I guess my advice is, and what I've learned is don't wait to be asked.
I think it can be hard to speak up, especially when you're young.
I think there's never been a better moment in our world for young girls to make a difference. As I like to say, it's important to start before you're ready. A lot of times we think we have to know every aspect of an issue or what the right solution is, but usually the most important thing is just to get started. So whether it's volunteering for a local animal shelter, or it may be marching on gun violence, or it might be volunteering for someone who's running for office that seems interesting. There's never a better time than now. I guess that's the most important thing, that don't wait to be asked, don't wait for permission, just get going now. Look around you, and if there's something that's bothering you, start a petition. Meet up with some other folks. Ask to meet with your principal or your parents or maybe your school board, and let them know your point of view. Young people have such an opportunity to change minds and to change the world.
Okay, Cecile, last question. What makes you a Rebel Girl?
I suppose all my life I've done things that folks said I shouldn't or couldn't. I think the definition of being a Rebel Girl for all the girls is doing things even when they say you can't. That's the only way we make change. And I'm so inspired by so many young girls now who are challenging assumptions, taking on things that seem unfair, finding their voice at a really young age. I think joining in an incredible long history and legacy of rebel girls who have changed the world.
Thank you, Cecile. Thanks for listening, Rebels. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and share it with all of your friends. Thanks for listening, and stay rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.